You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey, Rob.
What up, Paul?
Have you ever had difficulty landing your drone?
Are you trying to insult me?
No. I've had difficulty too. I was just asking you a question.
No, but the more appropriate question for me would be, have you ever not had difficulty landing your drone?
Well, there's someone I need to tell you about.
I flew the semi around my house last night, so
yes.
You know.
Yes.
Well, there kids are ducking everywhere.
In case you hit one of your kids and you end up damaging your drone, I mean, I know you already know about these guys, but I want to let the listeners of Ask Drone You know about unmannedsas.com/droneyou. Why? Because if you've ever broken your drone and you need to get it fixed, you've got to check these guys out. For $29.95, they're going to diagnose your drone. And if you end up or elect to use them to fix your drone, they're going to give you 20 of that back towards fixing your drone. Even the better news, they keep everything in the United States, and you're going to keep the same serial number with your drone. So make sure you check them out, unmannedsas.com/droneyou. Well, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to a very special episode of Ask Drone You.
Yeah, it is very special. I hear that anyway. We're stoked about the information that we're going to give out today.
We are going to leak some information today. I'm very excited about that.
You know, it's just that word leak. It, like, makes me nervous.
I don't think you should be nervous. This is actually really exciting. I think this is going to empower those people who have their drone licenses right now. I think it's going to empower people to get their drone licenses once they hear the steps that the FAA has actually taken. I'm kind of shocked the FAA hasn't released this news because this is really good stuff. This is good information. This makes them look good.
So you say you're surprised. Why do you think they have not? There must be some reason.
Because there are so many trolls on the internet commenting about the FAA. Maybe? I don't know.
Huh.
Anyway, it is a very special episode, too, because we're standing while podcasting, which is kind of new. But to be honest with you guys, we actually have standing desks, so we don't even use chairs.
Yeah, the only time that I sit during the day is when we podcast. So we prefer standing, actually.
I do, too. It actually keeps me more invigorated.
Yeah.
So anyway, guys, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. This is a bonus episode. And today we are talking about airspace maps. You know, it's a big deal, right? The portal, the web portal, people are having problems. The FAA wants you to wait 90 days. We've heard about these UAS FM maps, right? These grid maps. In fact, hopefully we can get Kirill to show this one right here. This one is from Kappa. This is from an airport in Denver. And it shows you exactly where the drone is able to fly in regards to the controlled airspace. But if you'll notice on the map, they have a number inside each square. Do you see that? Do you know what that is? That's the highest elevation that the drone can fly. So if you're a commercial operator and you need to fly in controlled airspace, having these maps is so crucial in order to get a quick authorization from the FAA to fly, because they're essentially saying, if you have these maps, this is where you can fly, to what altitude, at what time. I mean, it is really simple. So you know the formula to get an authorization quickly. So why wouldn't they release this information?
So That's in theory, though, right? I mean, so you're going to have to, I mean, can you kind of explain the process? And maybe most people out there already know this, but there probably are a lot that don't. You're going to pull the map up, you're going to look at it, and then what's going to happen from there?
So right now, the way you would do it right now is you would see the map, you would look at it, you would fill out the authorization through the web portal, or... You know, FISDO says not to do this, but the law says you can do it. You can just call air traffic control, and if the air traffic controller says yes, you have permission from the controlling authority. So that is legal. That being said, though, you know, we're not hearing back on authorizations sometimes until months after the actual date that we want to fly. I mean, I've had that happen 4 or 5 times now. It's absurd. In fact, it's getting in the way of the economy. It's getting in the way of people making money. So what the FAA has said, and they came on our show, if you remember, Kevin Morris came on our show, and he said, guys, I just want you to know there's an app coming out where you'll be able to get instantaneous authorization to fly based on your geolocation, which will be verified by your phone's GPS, and how high you fly. Now, there's a little birdie that says, DJI and FAA may work together on this so that the drone limits you at that altitude, so that the drone knows where it is, it knows where it can fly because you're a commercial operator, and it says, okay, here's what you can do.
But that's okay in the sense that if you're doing things legitimately, then you're not going to be needing to go higher than that anyways, right? We know that most things that people are going to do, they don't need to go above whatever, a couple hundred feet.
If that, yeah.
If that. Mm-hmm. So that shouldn't really be an issue.
It is not for me. Yeah. And I'm telling you guys, for commercial purposes, the best photos really are like 20 feet, if not 10 feet above the roof line, because you just want to see just above the roof line to get an idea of the location and the subject that you're shooting. Now, that being said, the big information is that, you know, Kevin Morris said on the show, it may be a year or so until we see these maps come out. Well, we at DroneU, since we have a huge membership of, or a huge community of drone pilots, we said, you know what? There's a way that with everyone, we should be able to get these airspace maps through Freedom of Information Act requests. Right? So we've sent in hundreds of requests for airspace maps from airports from all over the country so we can publish all of these in one succinct place so everyone would know. Well, it looks like we're being beat to the punch because I'm totally cool with that. I love that. Great job, FAA. Seriously. March 2nd, they are releasing all of the airspace maps for Class Bravo airspace. And those are the busiest airports in the country, but they also have the widest reach of controlled airspace. So for those of you who live in Atlanta, for those of you who live in San Francisco, this is really good news for you if your airport is in Class Bravo airspace. Now, here's the thing. Every 56 days after that, they're going to release the next class of airspace. So we'll see Class Charlie, then we'll see Class Delta, and then even if there are some airports, like there's a couple weird ones in Arizona, like Peoria, if I remember correctly, it's Class E to the surface. It's a weird one. Hmm. So
this means that somebody is going to be able to go and fly in that airspace by processing an authorization through this map system.
Yes. Right? So I also did some Freedom of Information Act requests to see who's bid on creating the application for the FAA, because supposedly it's out to multiple people.
Okay.
So I love this. Like, the FAA is starting to think like a business, right? Let's put out multiple quotes. Let's see who comes up with the best option, thinks this through the best, and then we'll come up with an idea. Maybe I'm being optimistic. I don't know. Maybe that's not really happening, but I'd like to think so, you know?
It's certainly possible.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, they've got the resources. Even though we've said in the past that they're having some struggles with resources, as most government entities are, just sort of in general. The reality is there's a lot of money there, I would think, to make things like this happen if they really want to.
Yeah, no, I think so as well. But this also solves their resource problem, right? This is a playbook from Tony Robbins. If you don't have resources, you've got to be resourceful. Yeah. So what do? They take their money from registration and say, here you go. Here's an application for you to get instantaneous approval to fly.
Which is smart, because what another option would have been to try to hire more controllers, that kind of thing, and just create more manpower, which in the end, they could not handle the volume.
No.
They would not be able to hire enough people to handle the volume.
No, I don't think so.
So this is actually a really smart way to go about using those resources, if in fact that's what's going on here.
Definitely. So guys, you heard it here first. The airspace maps will be integrated into the new sectionals. So we hear every 56 days after that, we'll have a new class of airspace open to information at least. And who knows when we'll actually see the app. I don't know if it's going to be live by March 2nd. We'll see. Again, you guys heard it here first. For me, I am really, really excited about this, because there are so many times, Rob, where I'm just out, you know, in another place. Sometimes they're American territory, sometimes they're not. And I get a phone call from a client. They're like, hey, I see you're out there. Can you get some footage for me over here? And now it'll be so much easier to just go on that app and like say, okay, I can go there, but I can only go to 150 feet. You know, will that work? Because so many pilots, so many good, responsible, safe pilots are losing business to guys who just bought their Mavic Pro from Best Buy, and they are now a professional and they're shooting real estate. And it's like, you know what? There's a reason there's a commercial license. The FAA wants you to know about safety. And, you know, Patrick Egan said it the other day that, you know, we now know there are 5 million drones in the United States. Only 600,000 of them are registered. 15,000 of those 600,000 are commercial. Come on, really? You really think so? You really think, what is that, like 5% of people are acting commercially? Come on, you know?
We've seen examples. Our members are sending us examples of, here's another guy that was flying and actually presenting himself as a commercial pilot. No 107 to be found.
Yeah, no 107 to be found. In fact, we got a Facebook message yesterday from Drone U, and the guy, he was showing me that website, and I saw you, you know, kind of struggling with answering him. Like, yes, it's frustrating, but I think, guys, if you write in about other operators who are operating illegally, here is our stance. Our stance is if they are interfering with safety, they're flying over people, or they're flying in a trajectory where they could hurt other people, that's worth giving your local FISDO a call. But just to call the FAA on someone who's your competition, let your work speak for itself. Let your quality show. And if you think they're poaching your clients, let your clients know, like, hey, look, I am a federally authorized drone pilot. If you hire this other guy, guess what? You could be subpoenaed by the federal government, shutting your business down as they go through all of your records, looking through what they need to see if you hired this illegal operator. Do you want to go through that?
Yeah, and I would even add that you don't necessarily have to say if you hire this other company and be specific, be general.
Yeah.
Because it can be perceived as bitter and just, I don't know.
Yeah, and you have
not handling it the right way, as opposed to just saying, look, guys, you really need to be careful that you're working with people who are licensed.
Definitely, and I think it's really important that you do so in a professional manner, because you don't want to seem bitter, you don't want to seem needy, because then they're going to say, like, wow, this guy really needs business, I wonder what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
You have to seem like you don't care that they're going with the other person, and you really have to emotionally not care. So if Rob tells me, yeah, I'm going with that illegal operator, I'm going to say, well, Rob,
I'm going to go with the illegal guy.
You know, Rob, I wish you the best.
He does good work. I don't give a crap if he's 107 guy.
Well, Rob, you know, I wish you the best of luck. I hope that you find the quality that you're looking for. But if you find something like Beyonce's baby photos, you don't come calling me. But if you want better quality, I will always be here to help you. I will always be here to service you, because really what's important to me is relationships. And I like working with you. And if you want to go with that other person, that's fine. I think you'll find that I may be easier to work with. Maybe not. I don't know. But if you ever find yourself not happy with the quality you're getting from this other person, please feel free to give me a call, because I would love the opportunity to impress you again.
And I would just add, you could just add, sort of finish with, just make sure you understand the risks associated with doing so.
Yes.
And share that, because you want to plant the question in their mind, because I think eventually, unless they're just, I don't want to be too crazy here, but say immoral, eventually those questions are going to eat at them.
Yes.
And it's going to cause them to go a different direction, I think, for most people.
Yeah. Psychology is a very, very interesting thing. In fact, I think if you're getting into small business, learn everything you can about business and then learn about behavioral economics. I think it'll really help you out understand just how business works. I mean, even the stuff that I've been learning with our book launch and whatnot about Amazon is just absolutely fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many.
Everything happens for a reason. Everything's done for a reason. If done well.
It's so true. But anyway, guys, we wanted to give you that good news. We wanted to give you the good news that it's soon going to be convenient and easy in order to get airspace authorizations and approvals. So guys, I hope that you found this podcast informational. I hope you like this good news. If you do, please share or like or subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. We would greatly appreciate it. Thank you again for all the reviews, guys, on iTunes. Thank you for the reviews on our book, Living the Drone Life. If you don't have a copy, go to droneubook.com. Get yourself a copy. Rob, I have something to announce.
This always makes me nervous when he does this.
This is a good thing. This is a good thing.
It usually is.
Did you know that Living the Drone Life has more 5-star reviews than any other drone book on the Amazon marketplace?
I didn't know that. I hadn't looked at that in a while, and that's really cool.
Yep. High five.
Some love.
All right, guys. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are The Drone You.